today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
And I believe the Lord has given me 9 what I call mature or growth markers that we're going to cover as a church. 9, I believe, is a number, a good, right number of maturity. It takes 9 months for an infant or an embryo to mature into a baby. So some of us are still locked in the embryonic stage of what God wants for us, and we've never stepped into full maturity to be birthed into another dimension. We're still in the embryonic stage of the situation.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, You Must Come Down. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10.
Habakkuk chapter 3, I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 1. Are y'all with me? Okay, number 1, first verse, chapter 2. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart. And watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. And will not tarry. It will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Drop down to verse 20. And the word of the Lord reads like this, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. A moment of silence, please. Thank you, Lord. I'm sharing from a series called First Watch. First Watch, the first thing you should watch out for while on duty if you're on a gate. The first thing you should think about at the top of a year. First Watch. And I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me. I need to continue with a message from this morning, First Watch Initiative. But I'm going to segue into the second part of that, which will be a message called You Must Come Down. So I'm announcing it right now. You must come down. But the Lord just really told me to take my time and make sure the atmosphere is saturated with this word. And I believe God wants you to be sodden with the word of God on today, drenched with it, dripping, sopping with the word of God, that when you come out, I will see drips of it coming from you, a trail of moisture coming from you with this word. You got drenched while here at Truth Revealed. Father, I give you thanks and praise for this moment. My hallelujah belongs to you. Fill my lungs and my vocal cords to speak truth to your people. Humble me, decrease me, that you would increase. I pray now that you would have your way. Throw your weight around, Holy Spirit. Let your glory, the weight of God, the kabod, be felt and known. Father, I give you glory and praise. Let every word that I speak weigh 10 pounds. Go before this word and prepare us with a mind, an ear to hear, a mind to comprehend, a heart to receive, a spirit to contain. Raise up sons and daughters in the midst of us. Grow stature in the house of the Lord. And we will give you praise for the maturity that comes to every believer. In Jesus' name, amen. I will set a watch. First watch. First watch is very important. Most of the time, if you're a watchman or a watchwoman, you need to be quiet so you can hear. I would say reverent right now. I want you to take a moment and focus on what I'm about to say. I was sharing with the church that this message took me time to get it right. I labored over it. It was laborious. Obviously, I caught a virus on my computer, and it was tantalizing me. Kept dropping things on it like you need software, antivirus software. And it wouldn't stop, just pinging, and it was aggravating. And so around 5:30 in the afternoon, I should have been done because I was working on it since 2. And it just wouldn't stop. And so it was becoming aggravating. I didn't get out of here until 9. It took me that much time to just work on it and to focus. But through the press and the squeeze, he spoke to me. Come to find out that what the thing that was popping up on my computer was the virus itself. Like, you need anti-software, which I thought we already had that. And it was trying to get me to put my credit card in so I can buy something. Well, the devil is winning on many of us. You saying the devil is lying, but listen. The Trojan horse has already got into your life. You think the virus is something hidden, but the virus is actually telling you you need something. You need this, you need that, you need a man, you need a woman. That's what you need to fix you. But in actuality, you don't need that. It's already done. And so the Trojan horse, when you start clicking on those things, what it does, it opens up and it's allowed to sit other things on your hard drive. That's how viruses work. And I perceive that many of us at the top of the year, if we're not careful, we're going to see the Trojan horse coming through your life, through your porthole. And set up camp telling you you need this or that, but really you don't need that. You need more of Jesus. The more Jesus you need, it ain't the more money you need. He'll give you the money, because when you get it, you won't know what to do with it without Jesus. You'll get it. You think the money made you powerful. The money, I just read in the book of Proverbs, it says, those who trust in idol gods, though the idol gods can't save, they will trust in them and they will die with the idol. If you think money is going to make you better, he'll give it to you. But the money won't save you, neither make you happy. Not long term. You got to deal with the same old issues. I will set a watch. I want you to set a watch. Set on ready. This is the top of the year. Things are coming that we can't see out of the fog. It's time to regulate. An initial plan at the top of the year actually refers to first set, the setting of goals and strategies. You need to set an outline for yourself at the beginning of this year. I like to use the term blueprint. Essentially a roadmap for what you want to achieve in the next 12 months. And our church has a vision and a visionary. Habakkuk said, write the vision down, make it plain. It will not tarry when it's time. This blueprint is going to, this roadmap is going to include major priorities. So we're going to set tiers. What's important? What's not important? What's important? What's mid-grade? And then what's we can just put on the back burner? And the essentials will come up first. We're going to meet key milestones. So are you. We're going to take specific actions. So are you. Various aspects of our ministry are going to be highlighted. And various aspects of your life will be highlighted. Like your career, God wants you to expand on your job. He wants you to be happy. When you're able to do things that you love, you'll go to work more. And people that don't work, don't trust them. Everybody want to just get money without working, but that ain't right. All of us got to work, and we got to keep our jobs, man. That means you have to be able to endure stuff. Got to have supervisors that you don't like, and you still work with them. Then you'll show praise then, won't you? You'll praise when you come here then, won't you? When you got to deal with supervisors that get on you, you won't be so hurt when I say what I say. God uses these things to squeeze us so he can get the best out of us. There used to be a group called Arrested Development. God wants personal development in your life. Arrested Development. There was an actual group called Arrested Development. And everybody that listened to that group, their development was arrested. You're enthralled by listening to Arrested Development, which means if you listen to us, you're not going to mature. You're going to stay as a child, listening to music, bebopping with music, but never growing. I believe God is going to unstuck you and take your development to another level this year. He's going to take your health that is arrested to another level. He's going to take your finances that are arrested to another level. Glory to God. I believe God is going to mature us. And so one of the things that I told early church, and this is very important for you to get this, that I believe that God is going to activate spiritual maturity. According to 1 Corinthians 2 and 6, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature. We speak a message of wisdom among the ripened. We speak a message of maturity among those that are ripe on the vine, ready to be harvested. We speak a message of maturity to those that God wants to use to squeeze into his cup to serve the nations. But it's to the mature. And I believe the Lord has given me 9 what I call mature or growth markers that we're going to cover as a church. 9, I believe, is a good, right number of maturity. It takes 9 months for an infant or an embryo to mature into a baby. So some of us are still locked in the embryonic stage of what God wants for us, and we've never stepped into full maturity to be birthed into another dimension. We're still in the embryonic stage of the situation. You know how to do the church. God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, that's what we call embryonic. You can go anywhere in the nation. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. That's why I always start different. I don't want anybody to think I'm going to say something that you already know. Because you don't grow when you get something that you already know. You only grow when new track is laid down, when your mentality is challenged, your mindset is challenged, when you're told to do something that you don't want to do, when you're put in a new place, when tension is on your muscle or on your faith, when you did it all but it still didn't work and you got to start all over again. It's going to be rough and tough, so rough and tough, but we're going to make it. When God has to work to you or through you to will and to do of your good pleasure, you weren't picked the first, second, third, or fourth time, but God still put his hands on you and squeezed you through issues. Glory to God. You always see everybody getting a prophecy, but you don't get one, and you stick with God all the time. When you do that, God is going to push you into another level of maturity. I'm preaching to somebody that need to say amen. In the back, say amen. Come on, in the middle, say amen. Come on. It starts out rough. It gets messy in the middle, but it's beautiful at the end. And I need somebody that's in the messy middle that's going to give God a little glory and praise, because you're about to come out. There's a message for the spiritually mature, and God wants you to grow, hallelujah, grow, truth reveal, grow up, hallelujah, in your temperament, in your disposition, in your worship, in your disposition, in your worship, in your disposition. I'll stay right there until you say amen. Spiritual maturity starts somewhere. It starts with fundamentals. Repeat after me. Spiritual maturity starts with fundamentals. It doesn't start with elite. It starts with fundamentals. If you're learning music, start with the fundamentals. A lot of people have talent, but they don't have skill. I mean, you can play by ear, but you won't go to the place called skill. You can sing by ear, but you won't develop it. Oh, you were young and you started singing, glory to God. You started singing good. And because you were singing, somebody prophesied to you, so you didn't have to grow. But God wants you to grow. And so you got to learn how to develop your talent and develop the skill as you use it. In other words, when I first started preaching, I would give my punchline when I first start. I still do it sometimes. But when you grow a little older, you learn how to hold it. Oh, my God. You learn how to hold it. You don't just give everything that you know in the first 2 months. In a relationship, you got to treat it like American Express. You started in the green. That means you only get a $500 limit, and you got to pay it back every month. No, you ain't going in my bedroom. Sit out in the living room, because you're in the green zone. Oh, my God. No, you don't get access like that. Not to me. In 2 months? Well, I'm preaching to the right generation, because they ain't say amen, because we got 2 month folk, 2 day folk, 2 hours. You just met the man. All of a sudden, he know everything about you. From the green, you go into the gold. Oh, man, I'm in the gold section. Yeah, you're in the gold. You're in the gold. Now we got a little bit more freedom, but guess what? You still got to pay it back every month. We're just going to put you on a longer stream, but you got to pay me back in full every month. I got to see if I can trust you. No, you ain't meeting nobody that's close to me yet. Certainly not all up with my children. We got folk that just met a person and you got everybody all up in them. You got to start green, then gold, then you go to platinum. Now we can hang on a little bit. But you can't live with me. You got your own house, what you doing? How's your credit score? How do you treat your mama? What do you think about your father? How do you treat your siblings? What's going on in your life? I don't even know you, man. American Express don't even trust you. Why would I? The fourth and final level is the black level. Oh, man, I love to preach. It's the black level. It's black. It's thick and black. Guess what happens then? You married to American Express. $80,000 limit. And you don't have to pay it back at once. You can pay it back on in installments, because they feel like you're married now. That's when you let it all hang out. Do I have to preach it anymore? Okay. You got it, right? Say, we got it. Okay. Follow American Express when you're dealing with relationships this year. Because you don't grow until you go through stages. You end up in the black in the first month, I'm telling you right now, you're going to miss a whole lot. Thank you, Lord. So there are 9 growth markers. I don't need to deal with them all. Look at the 8 o'clock service and you'll get it all in depth. Number one is submission. Remember, it is a growth marker. The fundamentals are tied to growth and maturity. Not the elite, the fundamentals, submission. Submit to God's word, his will, and his way. Number two, humility is important. The repositioning of your heart for the impartation. As you can see it, Jesus, I don't want to get ahead of myself. But when I asked the two cherubim to come and stand with me on my right and left, and they tried to stretch their wings out over me, I had to reduce myself to fit. And many of us don't understand the power of that. What we say is, I'm going to be who I am. But if you really want the measure that God adds to you, which is greater than your stature and your limited tallness or whatever, you got to learn how to reposition yourself to get in the zone. It doesn't matter what position you hold. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Are you willing to reposition yourself underneath the fundamental call humility? We got a lot of people that didn't make it in the world. When they come to the church, they want to be king and queen, but really it's servant. I don't like that term, slave, servant. I like king. I'm a king. Yeah, that's why you're never going to grow, because maturity is in humility. It is not in ruling. If you ruler and you've never been a servant, you're dangerous. You won't know how to temper. You won't have it. You will either be too soft or too hard. You got to learn how you can't buy love. So in other words, you can't give everybody a gift and expect them to love. You have to be trained that some people don't need a gift in the first few days. No. We're not doing that. One of the challenges that I had, and I love all of the mothers here, is that when my mother died, there was at least 50 that wanted to become my biological mother. I'm your mother now. No. Because see, you see motherboard, and then that means I can't correct you. That's what you see. Or every Christmas, I'm going to be showing up just for you to pat me on the head. But I don't need that from you. And I don't need to be on your breast, because I ain't looking for milk. I'm the leader. I don't need to lean on you for what? My mother's gone. That means he's saying you don't need that anymore. I know that sounds harsh, but I don't need. He took mine. So he said, stand up. And when you get sick, you got to stand up. You got to go home. You got to stand up. You can't sit there and say, I need my mama. That's why you got to love her while she's here. Oh, my God. You got to love her while she's here. You got to love her. You can't come to church because she died. You can't come to church because it reminds you of her. It means you're underdeveloped and you're overnurtured. He's going to take our mothers home. So love her while she's here. Glory to God. Help me, Jesus. Glory to God. And I know that some of the mothers wanted me to do that, like come into the house and all of that, but I felt I needed to resist it. And what I did instead is said, I'm going to invest in mothers. So every year I take mothers somewhere. Glory to God. And that's how we work that out. And they love every minute of it. A day with the bishop. So over 60, I got to take it to 65 because they're living too long now. I got to take it to 65 because everybody's showing up. I need a trailway bus. My God. People that are not even a member of the church, I want to come. Wait, my pastor don't do it. I know. There's some benefits to be at True Reveal. Say, keep it at 60. Okay, all right. Mothers living to 80 and 90. Showing up. I took him to the Cheesecake Factory. I said, order whatever you want to order. It's on me. Oh, my God, man. Oh, my God. Can I take something to my boyfriend? Wait a minute, mother. You ate it. You ate it. I thought I saw a shadow with you. Is it real? Bishop, I may have some snow on the top, but there's still fire in the chimney. Now they tell me everything. She said there may be snow on the top, but there's fire in the chimney.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, You Must Come Down, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
It is that time again to join Ambassadors for Christ in the Get the Word Out Challenge and share the good news about Jesus using your social media platform. For more information, email ambassadors@truthrevealed.org. The Believers in Richmond Spiritual Training, Best Class, is designed for new believers and will begin on Saturday, January 18th at noon at the Alliance Building. You can sign up using the mobile app or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. For more information, please email best@truthrevealed.org. The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Heart Intertwined Session on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to discover ways to invest in your relationship and become more connected. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Child care is provided. The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Classes will begin on Monday, February 3rd.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.